Good morning, Sunshine Country. 20 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock, Tuesday morning, April 21st. Charlotte Schmidt with me, chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors. How are you, Charlotte?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Very well. Beautiful day outside.
Gorgeous day.
Nice day to be out and about and doing something outside if you can. So.
Yes.
All right. Board of Supervisors meeting this morning. How was this meeting this morning for the Board of Supervisors?
It was good. It was long. It was long.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What took the most time during the meeting?
City Administrator of Red Oak, Lisa Cotter, came and presented to the board about EMS service discussions and regional coverage. So it was an update. She's been going to the different communities, mm-hmm. and so she wanted to come to the board and present to us. So.
Well, let's talk. We'll get to that here in just a second.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All the supervisors present at the meeting?
Mark Peterson zoomed in.
All right. All the routine preliminary items approved?
That was all approved.
Public comment.
We had two people. One was a Trip Nayrup from Villisca, and the other one was James Norris. And they both talked about the EMS service.
Okay.
That Lisa. Yeah.
In support of or against, or what was the general
thought? Well, in support of, because we have to start having conversation, because, you know, you have the transfer from the hospital, mm-hmm. and then Villisca and the smaller communities or towns or whatever. She has been to them discussing things. So, yeah.
Okay.
They're in favor of it.
All right. Then
it's always about money.
most things boil down to money in
they
the end.
They do, even at home, don't they?
It's the truth.
Okay.
It's the truth, just the way the world works.
Yeah, yeah.
Supervisors Weekly Committee and Assignment Updates.
Okay. Mike Olson had Juvenile Detention Board meeting. Bryant had MCDC, and then I had a chamber board meeting, and then it's IMWCA, and I can't think of what that stands for, but that's our insurance that covers our safety.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have a good safety record, then your insurance rates go up. And
ours
are actually very down, very, very low because of Megan Llewellyn. And she's our safety coordinator and has really, in the last 2 years, really done what they have asked. And that has brought down our costs. So,
okay.
Yeah, so I got to attend that. She invited me to go and attend that that meeting with her, so I did.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good then.
Yeah.
So, okay. Secondary roads update. What did you have there?
Oh, we have a lot. We have a lot for secondary roads today. okay, so they hauled rock in the Coburg and Morton Mills area, ran road groomer on gravel roads throughout the county, replaced bridge planks on a bridge by Elliott, and conducted erosion repair on culvert near Stanton.
Okay.
The field personnel will be starting 10-hour work days this Monday from 6 to 4:30 through Thursday starting... Okay, hold on a minute. The field personnel will be starting 10-hour work days, 6 to 4:30, Monday through Thursday, starting next Monday, April 27th.
Okay.
The office will continue to be open Monday through Friday, 7 to 3:30. Low water crossing on 210th Street. The contractor has the pipes in place, and fill has been placed over the pipes. Concrete will be poured on top of the low water crossing tomorrow. Let's go to Q and L Avenue Railroad Bridges.
Mm-hmm.
I never say that right. Coron?
Coron.
Coron, okay. Is in process of removing the old bridge over the railroad. The bridge planks have been removed, and they will be removing the overall structure today. L Avenue has been closed to traffic, and detour signs have been placed. Coron will be in the process of mobilizing to the site this week.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't know if you remember, this is back 2024, the Competitive Highway Bridge Program grant.
Mm-hmm.
It was for two bridges in Montgomery County and for the city of Villisca Bridge. Okay, so the grant was awarded about a week or so ago. The grant will include the two Montgomery County bridges, SC-3203 on 270th Street east of M Avenue, and EA-2103.25 on 250th Street west of Villisca. The Montgomery County bridges will be bundled with a bridge in the city of Villisca. The plan is to let the three bridges in the spring of 2027. Our bridges are part of a $34-plus million grant that will replace 33 bridges in poor condition under 13 projects bundled and that's comprised of two or three bridges each. Two bridges are state-owned, 28 are county-owned, and three are city-owned. So that was a huge positive for Villisca and for the county.
So is it fully funding the replacement, the grant for those three bridges? That's huge.
Pretty much.
That's pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that probably not 100%, but I'm going to say pretty much.
Wow.
I don't know the exact dollar amount. So.
Okay.
Today, anyway. And then there's there's an opening for a truck driver laborer, and they're going to be taking applications until Friday, May 1st at 3:30 in the engineer's office. The deadline has been extended from April 24th. Applications can be picked up at the engineer's office or the auditor's office, and the job posting and application are also on the county website.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good. All right.
Okay.
So anything else from secondary roads?
That was good. That was a lot.
That's good news.
That was very good news.
Then, as you alluded to earlier, City of Red Oak, Lisa Cotter, City Administrator, with EMS service discussion and regional coverage. Again, this was a discussion item, so no action was taken. Tell me about that discussion.
Well, Lisa did a presentation, and then the board members, some of the board members had comments. Some of them had, there were questions and comments. But like Alex Burton, he's in Villisca, and he had some thoughts and some comments because he's been heavily involved with it over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brian Amos, who is a seasoned board member, and also he was on the fire department here at one time,
mm-hmm.
Years ago. So anyway, so they just kind of talked about how things have changed, how it used to be. He did that. And then Mike Olson just kind of, his comment was, I think everybody realizes that this is going to be necessary, coming forth. But his concern was he didn't want someone to call and not have an emergency unit come and have them pass away or something.
I think that's a concern for a lot of people.
Well,
absolutely.
It is. And, you live in the country, too, I mean, really, it is a concern. I mean, I still have a landline because if there was a fire
mm-hmm.
out there, one time I asked about, your cell phone. If I call on my cell phone, where will it go? Will it come here to Red Oak
mm-hmm.
if I'm sitting out in the country here? So there's some concerns about that. But anyway, so a lot of really good, solid discussion. And so the board kind of talked about it under, announcements a little bit about, where we need to go with this and move forward. So we're going to put it on our agenda for next week. We're going to go forth. We're going to be positive, and we're going to see where we can go with this.
So did you have there was the discussion from Lisa Cotter for the EMS service and then the City of Elliott EMS service. Tell me about that.
They had just, the representative from the City of Elliott, he came up and he said, really, Lisa had touched on everything. We as a board had gotten a letter from the City of Elliott from the mayor, from Mike. So, basically supporting that the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors consider a resolution to declare emergency medical service an essential service within our jurisdiction.
Okay.
So that's really what he was just there to support that, to say, that the city's for it.
Again, that was a discussion item, so no action. But
no.
Do you think, if Montgomery County, if the Board of Supervisors would declare emergency medical services an essential item, then the path forward with that would be a resolution and then a referendum to the voters?
What does that look like? It's a little more complicated than that because you have to have two public meetings. And, all the resolution does is just, the way that I was understanding it is just to say, yes, we as a board believe that EMS should be an essential service in Montgomery County.
Right.
And then I'm going to tell you, I don't know. I have to read the Iowa code. And Jill said, gave us the number, and we're going to hopefully sit down with her and what we need to do to go forth with this.
So there would be an administrative process for that.
Oh, yeah. It just doesn't happen.
Right. But then ultimately it would come down to the voters of Montgomery County would have to vote to pass it through a supermajority, correct? Before
right.
it would be enacted.
60%.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. And we really just want, you know, let's be positive about this. We really just want to educate everybody on this. And because once you do the resolution and stuff, then, you know, we through the code, my understanding is we put together a committee,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that they can, you know, put together all the information about it. And the because you'll bring all the different communities together on this committee, and then they'll make some decisions. And then, you know, that's really what the referendum will be about. And so, and then what will actually be on the ballot. You know, the decisions that are made and how we want to handle this.
Yeah.
But we want to educate the people of Montgomery County about this because, you know, basically it raises taxes,
yeah.
you know. But
up to 75 cents.
Up to. That's just up to. We yeah. can't. It can't. Up to 75 cents per thousand.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But the thing about that is it doesn't have to be that much. Some counties don't do that much.
Mm-hmm.
But you wanna set it that way so that, say, if the committee says, well, we really only need 50 cents per thousand here in Montgomery County, but say a year or two from now, we may have to up it 10 cents. You know, that
yeah.
might happen. So, and there's other, you know, Cass County just passed one. Mills County's working on one. So, you know, it's just everybody's kind of working on one because we have a lot of country. We mm-hmm. have a lot of out in the country. We have small towns in our in our counties.
Yes.
So.
And demographics have changed over the last 34 years.
Thank
so
you.
Those communities
thank
have
you.
Changed. And
thank you.
The way that everything is financed. So they're, I mean, it's a real issue.
And the other thing is too. And Bryant brought this up was, you know, your certification for. You know, for firefighters and for volunteer firefighters.
Brian
and
Hammond,
like,
EMA coordinator, you're
yeah,
talking
well,
about.
Well, anyway,
yeah.
all of that, you know, that's all changed.
Mm-hmm.
That's all changed. So, I mean, everything changes. So you can't just, you know, pull you and me. We can't just take somebody and we can't just go out and fight a fire. We could, but probably wouldn't.
Well, yeah, certainly there's training involved in that.
There's a lot of training, correct.
But the real question in front of the Board of Supervisors is
right.
to proceed or not to proceed with pursuing a
correct.
Essential services designation
correct.
For
correct.
EMS.
And we'll talk about that again next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty.
Okay.
Under new business, approved claims payable for Wednesday, April 21st, $1,672,904.75.
Yep, that was approved unanimously.
Seems rather large. What's going on with that?
I couldn't tell you that today. I don't have it in front of me. I'm sorry.
The Treasurer's semi-annual report ending fund balance for March 31, $22,702,098.73.
That approved. Was approved unanimously.
The ribbon cutting ceremony for the courthouse elevator.
Okay.
It's finished, Charlotte.
I was gonna do that in announcements. Yes, the elevator is working at the courthouse. Everybody,
yeah,
it's been it's all signed, sealed, and delivered now, so it's all safe for everybody to get on. But we're gonna do that next Tuesday morning at 8:45 a.m. We're gonna do the ready ribbon cutting before the meeting.
Okay.
So just so everybody knows.
All right, alcohol permits for Villisca and Hackleberry Park.
It should be Hackle Barney.
Hackle Barney.
Yeah.
Okay. Villisca Golf Club, again, the Class C retail. Were those both approved?
They were both approved. Yes.
Agenda items for the next meeting or what?
Right now, EMS, we're going to mm-hmm. talk about that. And then we're going to have maintenance update by Dan Wright. And we'll probably have a few things by Friday. Yeah.
So just a question about the EMS service. So let's
yes.
say that the board moves forward with passing the resolution, putting all the administrative stuff together, would it be possible to get that on the November ballot?
They told me it would.
Okay.
I didn't think it'd be possible, but they told me we could. We could if we move forward, because we have to have two public hearings too. I think.
Sure.
So they told me today that we could probably do it, make
okay.
it happen. But yes.
All righty. Anything else we need to touch on?
I think that's all I have today.
All righty.
Okay.
Charlotte Schmidt with me, Chair of the Montgomery. Enjoy the sunshine, Charlotte.
I will.
Do
all
something
right, thank
outside.
You.
Do something outside today if you can. So
thanks.
Make it a great day. Nice
you
to
too.
See you.